Welcome to More Than Music. My name is Brian. I'm the worship leader over at Waleska First Baptist Church. Here, connecting songs with Scripture and lyrics with your life. We are examining songs with Colossians 3:16 in mind, having the Word of Christ dwell within us richly as we look at these songs. I think a lot of us fall into one of two categories. Either A, you are so excited to be in church and singing to your Lord that you miss all the substance that's in the song and just get swept up in the moment and in the music and in the excitement and in the power of the whole thing. Honestly, I'm a little jealous of that person. just a little bit. I lean into the other side of this where there is a tradition aspect to this, where a lot of us come to church because it's the right thing to do, and we know it, and we sing these songs because we love them, and we know them, and we're familiar with them, and we know that they are true. So we know that it's true, and we do love the songs, we are familiar with them, but at the same time, we just sing them because they're there, and that's what we do. I kind of fall more towards that side of things, but I hope that these podcasts are helping remind you that there is more to this, and that when we come and visit these songs again, you will have something that it's reminding you of. Worship is not something that happens on the outside. It's something that comes from within you. The worship is sprung forth when we remember the grace of God and this character and everything else. So with all that aside, let's dig into this song today. This is a song that is probably a prime example of maybe one of those that the excitement and energy of can delude some people away from the substance that's actually in it. So this is for those type A people that get excited and get swept up in the music. This is one of those songs. The song is Love the Lord by Lincoln Brewster. Now, Lincoln Brewster was a former rock star turned Christian pastor. Guy's got a great testimony. This guy used to work with Steve Perry. If you are familiar with that very famous 80s band, Journey, Steve Perry was the lead singer of that, and Lincoln Brewster used to work with this guy. And I'm amazed that he walked away from such a stellar career to go and do Christian music. And that is an amazing testimony right there. The guy's got a great website. I encourage you to go check out LincolnBrewster.com. Lots of great worship songs out of this guy over the years. Let's look at the song. Love the Lord is a very, very simple song and very, very repetitive song. And quite frankly, you could classify this as a 7-11 song. And if you don't know what that phrase means, a 7-11, that means 7 words 11 times. And this is no exaggeration. The words of this song are, I will love the Lord with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. 13 words. And that is 90% of the song. I think these other words are praise, trust, serve, and you. So that is a total of 17 words in the whole song. So on the surface, this song does not appear to have much substance. And this is one of those that might get criticized for not having substance. However, if you look at this, you'll recognize immediately that this is our Lord's greatest commandment. And it's in Deuteronomy 6:5. It says, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. In the New Testament, it gets repeated 3 times. In each one of the Synoptic Gospels, it gets repeated. So this is one of those commands that is so important to God that not only does he cover it multiple times in the Old Testament, but he says it again in the New Testament in all of the Gospels. Matthew 22, verses 36 through 40 say this, and this is the Pharisees and scribes asking Jesus a question. Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? And he said to them, so this is Jesus speaking, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and foremost commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Upon these 2 commandments hang the whole law and the prophets. And so that is out of the NASB 20. And so he adds the mind there too. And that's something that didn't pop up in Deuteronomy 6:5, but it is part of the command. It's you're everything, essentially, is what this is saying. So that gets repeated again in Mark 12:30 and in Luke 10:27. This command shows up again and again and again. Are you catching a pattern here? I don't think that this song is altogether inappropriate for being repetitive, because the Bible's repetitive about it. If the Bible repeats something again and again, maybe you should too. It's kind of that important. This song is 90% scripture. It is a psalm. For that reason, if we're looking at Colossians 3:16 as our theme verse for the church, psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, this song is 90% scripture, so that falls neatly into the psalm category. And let's take a look at the second part of this song. So Lincoln has, "I will love the Lord with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength" for the first part of the song. The second part of the song, he changes one word. He changes one word. He says, "I will serve the Lord with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength." That might not seem like much, but man, that one word changes so much of the meaning of this. In the Bible, to serve the Lord is to love Him. And let's read Deuteronomy 11:1 together. "You shall therefore love the Lord your God and always keep His directive, His statutes, His ordinances, and His commandments." And if the Old Testament is not good enough for you for some reason or another, it should be. We can get this same thought straight from Jesus' mouth in John chapter 14, verse 15. He says, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." If you love me, you will keep my commandments. There is a direct tie between loving the Lord and serving the Lord. For some reason, this is lost on most Christians. Most Christians, there's a whole camp of people that say, "Okay, well, I got saved because I confessed something, and I go to church on Sunday, but then I live however I feel like throughout the rest of the week, and this does not really affect my life." Well, that's not loving the Lord. Loving the Lord is keeping His commandments. It's the same thing. Jesus said so. We can even look at Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will make your path straight." So if we look at verse 6 there, "in all your ways, acknowledge Him." That doesn't mean in all your thoughts, acknowledge God. Trusting in the Lord is taking action. Trusting is not a feeling that you have with God. It's actually doing, acknowledging Him in your ways. So to acknowledge God is to say, "Okay, I trust you, therefore I will do this with my life. I love the Lord, therefore I will do this with my life." Trusting, loving the Lord is tied directly to serving Him. And that is just a huge theological thing that if you don't get right, you don't have Christians. You don't have Christians. And so I'm going to leave you with this thought on this bit here. This is my thoughts. This ain't the Bible. But you cannot truly serve God without loving Him. You cannot truly serve God without loving Him. And you cannot truly love God without serving Him. You must have the two together. What did James say? I got to look up the Bible. I forgot it. I know this is in James 2. It's got to be in James 2. So let me just read James 2 to you for a minute. James 2, 14 through a bit. Y'all know this passage. You know it. "What use is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone says he has faith, but he has no works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is without clothing and in need of daily food, and one of you says to them, 'Go in peace, be warmed and be filled,' yet you do not give them what is necessary for their body, what use is that? In the same way, faith also, if it has no works, is dead, being by itself. But someone may well say, 'You have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without the works, and I will show you my faith by my works.' You believe that God is one, you do well. The demons also believe and shudder. But are you willing to acknowledge, you foolish person, that faith without works is useless? Was our father Abraham not justified by works when he offered up his son Isaac on the altar? You see that faith was working with his works, and as a result of the works, faith was perfected. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, "And Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness, as he was called a friend of God." You see that a person is justified by works and not by faith alone. In the same way, was Rahab the prostitute not justified by works also when she received the messengers and sent them out by another way? For just as the body is without the spirit is dead, so also faith without works is dead. So we see again, loving the Lord and serving the Lord are the same thing. You can't have one without the other. One is the direct result of the other, and vice versa. So here we have a surprisingly theologically rich song that makes a major point and brings out a lot of things in just a few words. And I think that's amazing that this song can do such a thing. And all while being exciting and energetic and engaging. What a song. And it's all because it's scripture. And the scripture is the driving vehicle of this song. I love it. Now, I just want to throw out this last little bit here. Well, not throw it out, but bring it forth as a reminder. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 22, Paul says, "If anyone does not love the Lord, he is to be accursed." Maranatha. There's the antithesis of this. If you don't love the Lord, you're cursed. And so that just should lead you to love the Lord. It's good for you. It's good for you to keep his commandments. And you will if you love him. Love the Lord your God today. Keep his commandments. And I'll see you on the next podcast.